Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Christelle, why are we talking about drinks this afternoon?
So we talk quite a bit about financial things, but I came across an interesting article today which unpacks this in terms of the impact on alcohol and what brands South Africans are preferring.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating how this has changed. So I'm looking at an article on the top alcohol brands in South Africa and the patterns specifically. I don't know what you guys think would be the most popular alcohol in South Africa
in
general.
Beer, surely. Beer is going to sit at the top of that pile, and then I would imagine cider is going to be in there, and I would assume we drink lots of brandy, and I'd assume we drink lots of shots, and I'd assume we drink wine.
Yeah, so yeah, you're not very far off. So if we look at the top five alcohol categories in South Africa, we're looking at beer, gin, cider, liqueur, and I'm coming back to that one, and boxed wine. And this is where it starts getting interesting for me in terms of trends.
Ja, maar nou kan ons, as ons nou kyk na die dooswyn, is dit natuurlik aan die ekonomie gekoppel, want daar's altyd belasting en dinge is baie duur in terme van the sin taxes and stuff. So as jy 'n goedkoper wyn kan koop en jy geniet dit, and it comes in a box, who cares?
No, absolutely. But so if we look at this, 10 years ago, amongst women, the top five included champagne.
I was going to go with that,
wine
actually.
Champagne and wine in a bottle. Whereas now that has very much shifted to cheaper brands.
Yeah.
Similarly, under men, I quickly want to find the statistics, but so there's a great love for beer. But even the guys who prefer craft beer will default to a cheaper mass-produced beer.
I saw our craft beer is down to 2% of the market. And I'll be honest, I'm surprised it's as high as 2.
Nee, maar wat gaan nou gebeur met almal wat hulle eie craft bier wou maak by die huis? Everybody had a brouwerij.
Craft gin, and in the next 4 years we'll have moved on to craft something else. The one that got me was the last round of research they did, which was what more than 10 years ago. Brandy was firmly in that list, and now brandy is not. It's not even in the top five.
Yeah, so, and if we look at some of the top brands, under gin, for example, Gordon's dominates, which is lower end of the market. This is not your high-end kind of brands. Brutal Fruit still dominates in a massive
thanks,
sector.
I'm having varsity Strawpedo flashbacks need.
Not the Strawpedo, please.
And what's interesting, so I said I would come back to this. Liqueur, nearly half is Jägermeister.
What?
Jägermeister
half.
Is nearly half a drink when they say liqueur, Jägermeister. So they certainly a pattern in terms of dooswyn, goedkoper handelsmerke, Jägermeister gaan vinnig die trek doen. South Africans are having to, we still drink a lot. There's been a lot of studies on that, and certainly we are not advocating for irresponsible alcohol consumption, but we are opting for cheaper brands.
But it makes sense because the entire planet is more expensive. Die hele wêreld is duur op die oomblik. I'm not surprised. And I mean, alcohol is one of those things where, you know, you notice when people splash money on alcohol.
Yeah.
Because no one does.
En ook die ding wat uit die COVID-tye uitgekom het, toe ons nie kon alcohol koop nie, was hoe afhangend Suid-Afrikaners eintlik is aan alcohol. Whether it's socially, you need a drink to kind of engage, or wat ook al. And to see the economic trends and the alcoholic trends kind of match and play out on the same field.
Yeah.
It's very, very interesting.
I'm concerned at the sheer amount of Jager bombs this country must drink. Yes. If half of our liqueur consumption is Jagdmeister.
Maybe this requires some field study work from
us. No, Christelle. No.
Just saying. No, proper journalist would go and interrogate whether this. My verskriklik baie Jägermeister. I'm not going to judge people there.
No. Interesting, though. Interesting that brandy has dropped out of our top five entirely. Hadn't seen that coming.
We got a message in from Francois, who's now said he's always thought that the lyrics of that Morgan Waller song was "Last night he licked the liquor top." Meanwhile, wow, Francois.
Yeah.
Yo.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I love it. Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.